Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ertz gonna give it to Scott, racing around the edge. Scott is in, touchdown Philadelphia.
You're going to the Super Bowl. What does it mean?
Obviously, this is something you dream about as a kid, and all these guys on our team have dreamt about this their entire lives, too. And so just to be able to do this together with a bunch of men that love each other, that are connected to each other, that would do anything for each other, it's pretty sweet.
Here's Butker from 45 yards. All the way, it's good.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Some weird and wonderful reactions there to results from yesterday's NFL playoff games. And we now know who will face off at Super Bowl 57 on February the 13th from around 12:30 New Zealand time. That will be played at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. And that will now, of course, be between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles on the back of their wins yesterday. It almost wasn't to be. It took some late-game heroics by the Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, to book their ticket and to edge out the Bengals 23-20, while the Eagles walked all over San Francisco 31-7. To look at it now and recap and preview, I think, a little bit too, is our NFL pundit out of SEN, and that is Jared Cronin. Good morning to you, Jared. Results surprising to you yesterday, or did they go to plan for you?
Look, I guess not really any surprise, to be fair. As we were down to the final four teams, I kind of thought, well, any of these teams on their day can actually turn it on. So wasn't overly surprised, probably maybe a bit surprised by the margin in the Eagles-49ers game, albeit that really it was one of those days for the 49ers where everything that could have gone wrong really did. So it was, yeah, just one of those sort of outings. The other game on the AFC side of things was obviously nice and close and tense, probably more tense than exciting for what we were hoping for. But yeah, I think that, I wasn't overly surprised. I thought the Chiefs are probably going to get through to the Super Bowl from the start of the season. And Philly probably have been more of a surprise packet throughout the year, but they have been rock solid, very consistent. So they put together a couple of great games in the playoffs, so they are very well deserved Super Bowl participants, and I think they could well go in as heavy favourites too.
You mentioned the 49ers. Nothing did go right for them yesterday. They're down to their number three quarterback in Brock Purdy. Well, he injured his elbow when he was partially sacked. That didn't help. They bring out Josh Johnson, number four. He drops a pass clean, which results in a touchdown just prior to halftime. And I think at that point, 21-7 was always going to be too hard for the 49ers to come back from. But you've got to hand it to the Eagles. They have been perhaps the team of the NFL this year. And with Jalen Hurts, they were very efficient.
Absolutely. Really, really impressive. Once again, impressed by the offensive and defensive lines of the Eagles. They've just really set a foundation on both sides of the football. Jalen Hurts has only been sacked once in that game yesterday, so they protected him very well, and that was against the number one defense in the entire league. So that's that's a real achievement for this unit, led by a couple of big boys up front, including a young kid from who came from Sydney, Jordan Mailata, who's an inspirational story. He was a failed NRL, trying to make his NRL dream, was told he was too big, went and gave the NFL a go, and now he's making the Super Bowl. So he's part of a fantastic unit that is protecting the pocket. And Jalen Hurts, he's just able to do what he has to do. He didn't actually do a heck of a lot yesterday in terms of overplaying his hand, because he was able to just, you know, let the ball do this, you know, do the work for itself by running it. And that running game of the Philadelphia Eagles is going to be such a hard thing to nullify at the Super Bowl.
Well, it was game two yesterday afternoon, both our times actually, and the Chiefs getting up, Kansas City Chiefs getting up over the Cincinnati Bengals. 23-20 on the back of a performance by Patrick Mahomes on 1.5 legs, really. Didn't have a lot of he didn't have a lot of gas. Usually his legs are one of his great assets. Quite clearly he was hindered by that ankle injury. And they put Joe Burrow under early pressure. So the Bengals actually at that point were looking under pressure, but they came good.
They really did. And as the game sort of wore on, the Cincinnati Bengals throughout the season have been famous for making adjustments, especially at halftime, whether that be on the offensive or defensive side of the ball. So what they were able to do, they copped a few sacks in the first part of the game. They had about 4 sacks in the first half. So they were able to adjust from there and protect Joe Burrow a bit better in the second half. And defensively, they were able to actually make a couple of adjustments as well. So I guess it was indicative of a team that was probably looking to, you know, go all the way and make their second Super Bowl in a row. But Kansas City Chiefs had other ideas, backs to the wall, playing at home. And Patrick Mahomes, as you said, he was playing on one foot. And everyone else around him, to be fair, was actually falling down. His top target, Travis Kelce, was injured. And all of his wide receivers, I think he had about 3 wide receivers out. By the end of the game, he was throwing to a whole lot of practice guys and backups. So it was really quite an achievement for them to get over the line in the end, because everything was really indicating towards a Cincinnati win. But credit to the Chiefs, they just hung in there. They hung tough. I think the Bengals will probably be disappointed that they let one slip away, especially with that final penalty that they gave to let them in field goal range. But, yeah, a really, really interesting game and just epitomises, I guess, the resilience in this Kansas City Chiefs team to get through to another Super Bowl.
Absolute dismay there was in the Bengals unit, plus I think the fans as well. At that last offence by Joseph Osai, I mean, to be fair, Mahomes was, a metre and a half out of the field of play before he made contact with him. It was just so stupid.
Yeah, really, really disappointing. I mean, I did actually, I'm a sympathetic soul, I suppose. I actually felt really sorry for Joseph Osai. It was a stupid penalty to have given away. As you say, he was, Mahomes was clearly over the line and out of bounds, so any touch was going to be a foul on him, so he just got to, you know, just stop and just let him do his thing. But yeah, poor old Joseph, you can see him in tears after the game, and he realised that he'd made a gigantic error in terms of, that could have been the difference between his team making the Super Bowl or not. But, you know, as it stood, it would have been only a tied ball game, so they would have gone to overtime, but, you know, they would have still been alive. So, yeah, I guess it's a hard one. I try to a lot of times imagine what it's like when you're about a 250-pound defensive lineman running across the field at the end of a game, trying to track down a quarterback and sort of, you know, what you're seeing. I guess it's just probably a bitter pill for him to swallow and, you know, something for him to learn from, because really he had actually played pretty well throughout the game and the season for the Bengals.
Mm. Right, so it will be the Eagles. It will be the Chiefs, which brings an interesting family matchup between the Kelce brothers. You mentioned Travis before, who was a bit of a bad boy at school, where Jason was much more balanced. In fact, if it hadn't have been for Jason during their time at University of Cincinnati, Travis Kelce might not have gone much further, because, as I said, he had misdemeanors and he got great family support, and now they're up against each other.
Yeah, wonderful effort. I saw a picture yesterday of the Kelce's mum actually wearing a jersey which had been tailored to have half Chiefs and half Eagles. So one wonders what that sort of game would be like for the Kelce family. It's certainly a special occasion, the first time two brothers have gone against each other in the Super Bowl. So, I think that's a really wonderful storyline. They've got a podcast out as well, apparently, the Kelce brothers. So one wonders what they'll be talking about for the next couple of weeks. Might be pretty good. So, Jason Kelce has been rock solid and part of that unit that I mentioned with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's really led the way from the center position. Just, you know, he's the guy who starts every play by handing off the ball. So he's always involved and always, you know, in charge of a lot of things while trying to protect the quarterback. Whereas Travis Kelce, he's more of a superstar tight end, getting around, making catches everywhere. One thing I will be interested to note will be how Travis actually prepares and recovers for the Super Bowl now that he's got a good couple of weeks lead in time, him and Mahomes and a lot of the other Chiefs, because, yeah, you can clearly see that a lot of things weren't right with him. He wasn't his usual dynamic sort of self. He was a bit restricted, that being that all of the Bengals were, you know, blanketing him with coverage as well because all of the other wide receivers were injured. So, yeah, there's going to be a bit of work to do from for Travis's side of things. But, yeah, just a wonderful occasion all around for the Kelce boys and for their entire family.
Well, we see them stalking the sidelines. Some are animated. Some keep remarkably cool and calm. And the big moments, and we look at Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, who's a new boy on the block, and he's up against really one of the most seasoned in modern times in Andy Reid. How do you see these two men going into their preps?
Yeah, quite differently, I would say. Andy Reid is now into about maybe fourth Super Bowl. He managed to pick up a title a few years ago with the Chiefs. And, you know, for a long time, he was known as the bridesmaid sort of coach. He would make it all the way to either an AFC or NFC championship game or a Super Bowl, but not actually get over the line. So he managed to put that title to bed a few years back and actually get one. So he's probably going into the game with a bit more, you know, big game experience and probably, as you say, a little bit more calm and relaxed about things, albeit that he will have a few headaches about who's playing where in terms of dealing with all of the injuries that the Chiefs have got. Nick Sirianni is really, it's been a bit of a magic carpet ride for him this year, to be fair. No one quite expected the Eagles to go as far as they have and achieve what they have and look so good doing it. He's just come out. He's young and fiery. You can see him getting excitable on the sideline yesterday, even when they were up by about 28-7. He was still, you know, giving it heaps. So I can't imagine him changing too much in terms of his approach. It'll be obviously a huge occasion for him and his team. But yeah, a fascinating matchup. And as well, the Eagles going up against, you know, Andy Reid, who was a longtime Eagles coach as well, a longtime great Eagles coach. So in some senses, this is perhaps the Andy Reid Bowl as well.
Right. Okay. Let's look at the. It's a fortnight away. In between times, they play the Pro Bowl. Tell us a wee bit about the Pro Bowl. Is that the game that no one really wants to play because they'd rather be in the Super Bowl, of course? But what's the carrot there?
Yeah. So the Pro Bowl is, as you say, it is really it's an honor for the players who get selected because it is basically rewarding the teams who are the best of the best throughout the league. So they go through and, you know, pick the top guys at each position and they go on to play in the game that no one wants to play because, it's the end of the season and there's nothing really on it. And previous times, the game's been held in Hawaii and it's looked like a little bit of a junket and everyone's been out partying and half pie playing the game of football, which no one really cared about. So what they're trying to do this year, the NFL, they are trying to actually improve the product, I guess, from a fan's perspective. And what they've done, they've actually revamped a lot of things. They're still bringing out stuff like some Pro Bowl sort of game skills kind of competitions. And so that's for me and a lot of people is, you know, quite a highlight. You get to see quarterbacks throwing at targets and wide receivers making, you know, ridiculous catches and that sort of stuff, which is all fun to watch rather than an actual, you know, game itself, which means nothing. So this year they're holding it back in Las Vegas. So one wonders what frivolities will be had there. But they're also doing, I believe, a flag football game as well. So it's the first time the NFL have ever done a flag football game, possibly a little bit of an adjustment in terms of not having guys get hit as much throughout the season. So they're going with the flag football game rather than the full contact. Not that it was really a full contact before, but it's going to be quite an interesting event coming up I believe it's on Friday, New Zealand and Australia time. So starting Friday at least. So interesting to see what that is going to look and feel like. It's going to be quite different to years gone by.
Well, Jared Cronin, you are an NFL pundit. You love the game, absolutely. So, which means you embrace Super Bowl. Super Bowl 57 coming up, of course. That is all about entertainment. It's also about making huge money out of advertising revenue. Can you just tell us, from your point of view, the halftime break, I think, is extended because of the entertainment. What is the entertainment this year at Super Bowl?
Yeah, so the halftime entertainment this year is actually headlined by Rihanna. So that's going to be a massive draw card for a lot of people, both from obviously within the game, but also those, casual observers, shall we say. A lot of times in years gone by, you've been watching the Super Bowl and certain people say, oh, I'm actually looking forward to watching, the halftime show. And last year they really did, they did a massive job. They had Dr. Dre and 50 Cent and a few other guys, Snoop Dogg, all jump on board, and it was out in LA, and everyone had a wonderful time watching it. So Rihanna's going to be leading it this year and giving it her own sort of spin. Probably, a well-deserved, nod to her as well across her career. She's had a really long and distinguished career in the industry and put out a lot of hits and entertainment as well. So everyone's just wondering what kind of special occasion we're going to enjoy for the halftime, because, as you say, it's getting longer and longer. It's probably almost going to, nearly be as long as the game at some point. Mm. But it's going to be another big one. So so get ready. It's like halftime isn't even really a break anymore, because as we all know, the show goes on.
The show goes on, and our show goes on. Thank you very much, Jared Cronin, for your thoughts there on what happened yesterday, and a slight preview. Jared, we'll talk to you again, hopefully, before the big event coming up in about a fortnight's time. So, yep, Super Bowl 57 will be at Arizona. Jared, thank you very much for your time, mate.
Awesome. Thanks very much, guys. I've got my annual leave booked in, so happy to talk to you guys after the game or during or whenever.